The search for debris continues in East Texas. For the past 2 days, hundreds of law enforcement officers have been guarding many pieces of the shuttle, awaiting orders from Washington. But fatigue had set in, and last night, commanders on the scene had to make the difficult decision to rest their officers and leave some debris sites unguarded. From Nacogdoches, Texas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Drive around East Texas for a while and you'll begin to get a sense of the enormous scale of the debris recovery operation. On every highway, every farm-to-market road that cuts through these dense pine forests, there are highway patrol and police cars pulled off on the shoulder every couple of miles. For 2 days, they've been diligently guarding their small piece of the disaster. But of course, that can't go on forever. Last evening, Nacogdoches Sheriff Thomas Kurz made an announcement that was surely welcome to the hundreds of officers who've been manning their posts without relief.
We have begun to downscale our operation on site locations that we are presently guarding. We are only doing this from sites that we have deemed to take a lower priority over other pieces of debris, and we are doing this on sites that we have already cataloged and recorded that specific debris on. But manpower is simply not going to allow us to continue to hold some of the sites that we are presently on and continue to field the increasing number of calls that are coming in on new sites.
Local authorities here had hoped to get word from Washington yesterday that the process of actually collecting the pieces was getting underway, but that never came. In fact, officials here say there's been very little communication from NASA about what sort of timeline they're looking at. While authorities in Nacogdoches admitted they were frustrated, they tried to be understanding, too. After all, nobody knows better just what a daunting task NASA has before it. Sue Kennedy is the local county judge in charge of the Emergency Management Task Force.
Actually, the only part about that that I find frustrating is we need information like you need information. And we know that it's very hard for them as they're trying to pull in resources and mobilize them here in a remote part of Texas.
Thousands of pieces of Columbia rained down over the Lone Star State. That's meant that hundreds of East Texans found a part in their yard or the vacant lot down the street and excitedly called the authorities to have them come out immediately to see what they found. And Kerr says that's led to frustration when people couldn't even get through on the phone.
As our phone banks became overwhelmed with citizens trying to call in, when they could not get through, they would take small sections that they had found and they would drive it either to the sheriff's office or the police department or the hospital or some other location to turn it in.
The debris from the Columbia is not to be trifled with. Authorities in nearby Sabine County reported that some citizens who'd handled debris had to be treated at local hospitals for chemical burns and breathing problems. The shuttle contained any number of toxic chemicals. There was even explosive material on board. Yesterday, officials found and removed more remains of the astronauts and discovered pieces of Columbia's cockpit as well.
There have been some pieces of the shuttle that do indicate that they are probably cabin components. We have recovered a harness from obviously one of the seats in the cockpit. That's something that's quite significant. However, you know, the computer components, the data entry, I don't know how I would begin to separate what I think is more significant than another.
Every piece of the Columbia was numbered, and NASA officials hope that eventually enough of the doomed spacecraft will be recovered to tell them what went wrong. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Nacogdoches, Texas.